Now, as it's a very special day today, I have something very special to show you. Would you like to see it? Wow, that's a really enthusiastic response, everybody. Let's try that again. You know how these things work. Humour the vicar. She's thrown balloons around. I've got something very special to show you. Would you like to see it? Yeah. Oh, fantastic, because on Friday, I got a new pet, and my pet's name is Fred. Would you like to meet Fred? Yeah. Okay, now Fred is quite a special pet, so I'm going to have to put on some protective clothing. You're now going to start wondering, what on earth? What kind of pet is that? Right, here we go. Are you ready to meet Fred, Reuben? Yeah? Okay. Oh, you're coming to have a look, are you? But you can't come too close because Fred might be a bit dangerous. You never know. Okay, some protective gloves now. This should be almost ready to meet Fred. So here he is, my new pet. I'd move backwards, Reuben. Here he is. Oh, there you are, Fred. Oh, you're a lovely, lovely boy. Oh. Here he is! What do you think?
It's a fish.
It is a fish. Do you know, he's a bit slippy, so I'm just going to get a tea towel to hold him with. Oh, Fred, look at... What a beautiful fish. Anybody know what kind of fish Fred is?
I think he's a carp.
He's not a carp. He is a salmon, absolutely right. Isn't Fred gorgeous? Yeah. Don't you think he makes the most fantastic pet? Yeah. Now, there's a somewhat mixed reaction coming from you. Maybe you've overindulged on chocolate eggs this morning, you're feeling a little bit nauseous, but is there some sort of problem with Fred? Don't you think he's a good pet?
I think he's a great one.
He's what?
I think he's been caught by a fish.
Fred's dead. Oh, Fred! I thought he smelt a bit funny, to be fair. How, because fishes can't live. Fish can only live in water, I'm told. So the very fact that Fred was in a freezer bag, not so good, is it, everybody? Oh, dear, oh dear. You could have broken it to me a bit more gently because I've become rather attached to Fred here. So much so, do you think maybe I could try and give him the kiss of life? That might... Anybody else want to give Fred the kiss of life? Tim? Honestly, you lot. Well... I'm very disappointed indeed. From what you've all said, it is no good. Fred is dead. Apparently, it's rather obvious. And nothing whatsoever is going to change that fact. Do you know, on Friday, we remembered the story of Jesus' death. Just imagine for a moment how his disciples felt when they heard the news that their beloved friend had died. I'm playing around with a fish. But imagine receiving that news. Or the women who were there at the crucifixion, who saw everything that happened and knew at the end that Jesus was dead because it was obvious. Imagine for a moment how it felt to be Mary, his mother. Some of us don't need to imagine because we've received news like that before. We know how it feels to hear that news. When somebody we love dies, words are not enough to express that devastation or that utter hopelessness. And the Bible, in fact, doesn't really express it in words. It seems to express the story of Jesus' death through some of the symbolic things that happen around the crucifixion. You'll remember that from noon until 3, the whole sky went dark. And then when Jesus died, the rocks split in two, the earth shook, and the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. It's as if the whole land was broken apart by the death of Jesus. Jesus was dead. It was obvious. It was an unchangeable fact. But in this story, that's not the end. In this story, death is not the end. Because early in the morning, on the first day of the week, those same women who'd been at the crucifixion went to the tomb, and to their shock and their amazement, they found that it was empty. And then Mary, through her tears, saw the risen Jesus. We come here today to celebrate the fact that Jesus is risen. We're celebrating the fact that Jesus is alive. We come to celebrate the power of God who can transform someone from death to life. We come to celebrate the good news that death is not the end. We come to celebrate the fact that nothing can defeat God. We come to celebrate a God who can do the impossible, because that's what God does. That's what makes him God. We come to celebrate the transforming power of God, who is still changing people's lives today with that same power. I can't breathe life back into Fred the fish, but God breathed his new life into Jesus, and Jesus rose from the dead. Sometimes when we're faced with that stark reminder of what really happened, it becomes an amazing and powerful story. I wonder, where do you need to see the transforming power of God? Where would you like God to bring about change in your life? And what might it look like if God breathed his new life into you? How might you be brought new life? The power of God can do the impossible, because that's who God is. Many of us have heard this story of Easter many times, and it's easy to lose our sense of awe and wonder. But I hope that today Fred has reminded you of the power of God, who turns this death into life, whose power is still at work today. There's much to celebrate and to give thanks for, but I fear that my poor old pet fish, Fred, is going to be fundamentally disappointing, because apparently Fred's dead. So I'm afraid that Fred is going to become lunch. Remember the power of the risen Jesus, who raises death to life. Amen.